In this bulletin, Victoria records 222 new cases of COVID-19 and 17 deaths. The city of Sydney declared a coronavirus hotspot. And in tennis, Simona Halep becomes the latest player to withdraw from the US Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Victoria has recorded 222 new cases of COVID-19 and 17 deaths. It's the state's lowest number of new infections in a month and comes a day after it reported a record high of 25 deaths. The new fatalities bring Victoria's death toll to 351, while the national tally is now at 438. A four-day Royal Commission hearing focusing on the impact of COVID-19 on people with a disability, as well as the federal government's pandemic response, has begun in Sydney. Almost 40 people, including those with a disability, their families, advocates and experts, will give evidence. Counsel assisting the Commission, Kate Eastman, opened proceedings with some statistics about the increase in violence against women during the crisis. She says a survey conducted by the Australian Institute of Criminology found women with disability were significantly more likely to experience the onset or escalation of domestic violence during the initial stages of the pandemic.
One in four, 23%, said they had experienced physical violence during COVID-19. One in six, 16%, said they had experienced sexual violence during COVID-19. And two in five, 42%, said they had experienced emotional, abusive, harassing or controlling behaviours during COVID-19.
The city of Sydney has been declared a coronavirus hotspot by New South Wales Health amid concerns over undetected community transmission in the region's east. The local government area houses around 240,000 residents and includes Sydney's CBD and Circular Quay. New South Wales residents who visited the area in the past 2 weeks are urged to get tested if they have mild coronavirus symptoms, including a runny nose or scratchy throat. Campbelltown, Canterbury Bankstown, Cumberland, Fairfield, Liverpool and Parramatta are also declared COVID-19 hotspots. And New South Wales has recorded 3 new cases overnight. One is in hotel quarantine and 2 are from Sydney's southwest. Queensland has again recorded no new coronavirus infections, with 7 cases still active. The state has now reached 29 days without community transmission. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says while she's encouraged by Queensland's results, the state government is still preparing for any possible future outbreaks. She says the government plans to double a 900,000 square metre warehouse space dedicated to storing personal protective equipment.
We have to plan just in case, and this is our defence, this is our shield against COVID. This facility stores 120 million pieces of PPE, and the expansion means we can store 180 million pieces.
President Donald Trump has attacked his rival Joe Biden, calling him a puppet of left-wing extremists. Mr. Trump claims if Mr. Biden were to win the presidency, the US would be subject to a future of crime, chaos, corruption, and economic collapse.
Joe Biden is the puppet of left-wing extremists trying to erase our borders, eliminate our police, indoctrinate our children, vilify our heroes, take away our energy. You know all about that. Take away our energy, if you can believe it. No fossil fuel. Destroy our Second Amendment, attack the right to life, and replace American freedom with left-wing fascism.
Donald Trump trails Joe Biden in both public and private polls, less than 3 months out from the election. In tennis, world number 2 Simona Halep has followed the lead of Australia's top-ranked Ashley Barty by becoming the 6th player in the women's top 10 to withdraw from the US Open. The Romanian says she won't be travelling to New York to take part in the major due to COVID-19 concerns. We'll now look at the weather across Australia. Perth showers today and 17. Adelaide showers increasing 15. A shower or two in Melbourne, 16 degrees. Hobart, cloudy and 14. Canberra, a shower or two, 13 degrees. Wollongong, possible early shower and 20. Sydney, much the same, 21. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 21. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 25. Cairns, sunny and 28. And Darwin, similar conditions, a top of 32. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.